We're in the Sefer Maasiyot, and we had read our introduction, and we had begun the story of Rabbi Baroka, who was walking in the marketplace, and met Eliyahu, and asked Eliyahu, is there anyone here that's going to get the world to come? So a marketplace in ancient times had at least 600,000 people, over 500,000 people in the square, maybe over 1 million people. And Eliyahu says, nope, no one here is getting the world to come. Jews, non-Jews, everyone's standing there, bustling marketplace, and no one. And as they're standing there, a man walks by, and he's dressed completely not Jewish. He's without tzitzis. He's wearing black shoes, which the Jews customarily did not do at that period of history. And Eliyahu tells him, that guy's getting the world to come. And Eliyahu calls the man, and the man does not answer. And then Rabbi Baroka asks Eliyahu's permission, and he runs after the person and catches up to him. Vayomer lo. And now he asked the person, tell me, who are you? What are you all about? So the guy said, Ani sal bet asor. I am in charge of the jail, the Roman jail. Umenagil asor, anashim levadam vihanashim levadana. And when I put the people in jail, so I don't let them behave like animals. I put the men on one side and the women on the other side. And at night, I put my bed in between the men and women. And I watch them all night long. Because I'm worried about the women in my jail. That they won't get raped by the men that are in my jail. And when I have a Jewish woman in my jail, I try to save her, to get her out of jail. And one time they put in my care a young Jewish woman, and she was married. And I understood that they were thinking to do a disgraceful act with her. So what I did was I took some sediment from the wine and I gave her. And I said to her, Biti, my girl, havir ishmarim elo al psarayich, shmir yourself with these. Vimri she'at nida. And then, if anyone comes near you, say that you're having your period. And there was once upon a time where no one wanted to come near that. Vatasken, so that's what she did. Vatinatzel, and so she was saved. Lo karav elea ish, and no one came near her. Vayomer lo Rabbi Baroka. So now Rabbi Baroka understands why he's going to get the world to come, because he is working so hard on this mitzvah. And notice that the beginning of his story was not about Jews; it was about all the people in the prison to watch over the women in general, to help protect them. And then he says, when a Jewish girl gets into my prison, so then I try to get her out. If you guys read a little bit about Jewish history, you know that the Romans would imprison people. If they caught a town, they could throw 40,000 people into prison. If they didn't get enough taxes, they could throw people into prison. Prison didn't necessarily mean the person did a felony. Prison in those days meant that the governor, for whatever reason, wanted the person or his family in prison. The man has told Rabbi Baroka about a big mitzvah that he does. So now Rabbi Baroka understands that part of the story. But then Rabbi Baroka has another question. Vayomalo Rabbi Baroka. So Rabbi Baroka said to him, Mipnei ma b'raglecha minalim shchorim. Why do you wear black shoes? Then betalitcha tzitzit. Why don't you wear tzitzis? We see that all in those days, people didn't wear black shoes. Jews didn't wear black shoes. Vayomalo sal betasor. So the jailer said to him, Minagi lavo betamelech. I ordinarily... I am present by the king. And I don't want them to recognize that I'm a Jew. And I hear what they're plotting to decree against the Jews. And then I go quickly to tell the rabbis that they should fast and they should gather and pray to Hashem to annul their decree and to undo their plots and their thoughts on us. So Rabbi Baroka said to him, Mipnei ma kraticha velo anitani. Why didn't you answer me when I called you? So the head of the jail, the chief jailer, said to him, I understood that all the officers had gathered in the king's house lechadesh gzeral Israel, to make a new decree against Israel. And I was in a rush to tell the rabbis to come to the king, to Hashem, who's in charge of all the armies, to beg before him, to ask before him over the remnants, the Jews that remain. And that's the end of the story with the jailer. Rabbi Broca goes back to talk to Eliyahu. And two people walked by. Vayomer lo Eliyahu, and then Eliyahu said to Rabbi Broca, "Gam ele miyorshei Gan Eden. These two will merit to the world to come." And Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll see what was unique about these two people who passed by.